right, so we will call to order here. Oh, 10 more seconds, sorry.
Nope,
4 o'clock. Okay, call to order. Your thing's on. Okay, call to order, and there is no public. Finance Committee meeting minutes, we'll roll that over to the next meeting when Phil's here. So, we'll move right into 5.1, proposal for 2-year limited term administrative coordinator position for Street Smarts program. And that's Lisa.
That would be me. Thank you. Good afternoon, committee members. This afternoon, I'm seeking your input on a proposal for a 2-year limited term admin coordinator for the Santa Mara Valley Street Smarts program. Your staff report has comprehensive background information on the Street Smarts program, but I'll be very brief. Since 2005, Dolores Cita has been a temporary employee with the city, providing oversight for the Santa Mara Valley Street Smarts program. We are seeking approval from City Council to transition that position from a temporary employee to a full-time limited term for a 2-year basis. The funding for the individual as well as program funding will be provided by One Bay Area Grant or OBAG. As you know, we received a significant amount of funding from OBAG too. Some of the funding was for a Santa Mara Valley Street Smarts program. So it's our desire to transition the temporary employee to a full-time limited term employee for 2 years using the One Bay Area Grant or OBAG funding. The salary benefits will all be covered through the One Bay Area Grant program. We also receive funding from public agency partners, including the town of Danville and Contra Costa County. They help fund the admin portion of the program. And then we also receive funding from our sponsors, the school district, the fire district, Sunset Development. They fund program components of the Santa Mara Valley Street Smarts. And so we are seeking your input today. We will take this to City Council in August for council approval. And it would be, again, for a 2-year limited term. And the $300,000 that we received in the grant, the desire is to next year apply for another grant so that we can continue funding the position with grant funding as well as continue with agency funding from our partner agencies. We're currently working with our other agency partners, the town, the school district, to possibly seek additional or an increase in their funding for the admin coordinator position. So that is the proposal before you this afternoon, and we would take this to City Council in August.
I know it probably means something to the world of HR, but what is the difference between a 2-year limited term and a full-time temporary? What does it mean to be? What's the difference?
So benefits generally, if they're temporary and they roll into ACA benefits, they'll get some benefits, medical through ACA. If they're a limited term, they would get medical, dental, and vision. And then they would get holiday pay, and they would accrue vacation. Okay. And they would get, they get a little bit more sick leave. As a temporary employee, there is a sick leave requirement by law, 24 hours. They would accrue more, a limited term employee.
Okay, so this is, the fundamental difference is in the benefits that this person will get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which makes retention better.
Yes,
the point you made.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, well,
how much does it cost? Thank you.
The incremental cost of adding that? The incremental cost is covered by the OBAG grant.
Yeah, it's covered by the OBAG grant. And as an admin coordinator, going in at entry level with full benefits per year is about $155, $160 per year.
Okay.
So,
when does it start? This fiscal year, July 1st, or?
It would start upon council approval in August.
Good.
Oh, I recommend approval?
Absolutely.
Okay. Send it to the council for full approval. Okay. Item 5.2, 2-year limited term administrative coordinator position in public services.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're seeking the same kind of position for public services to assist with overseeing our landscape contracts. As you know, we have three contractors that maintain about 8 million square feet or 200 acres of landscape. And we have one project manager who oversees those contracts. And it came to our attention within the past couple of years that it's just too significant for one person to oversee. So back in November, we hired a temporary administrative coordinator to assist him. And this person came with a ton of experience. He was an account manager in landscape and actually taught classes in landscape design at the University of Minnesota. Hit the ground running, and they've been so productive over the past 6 months that we just included money in the budget for him during the 18-19 budget process. And we just decided that we wanted to retain him if possible.
In order
to do that, to offer this two-year mid-term position would be ideal. He's been instrumental in getting a lot of our landscape renovation done. We've got quite a bit coming up in the next 5 years or so with the L&L. It's aging. Lots of renovations are in the works there. And then in Doherty Valley, we've had, with the drought, lots of plant materials declining out there. And I don't know if you remember the frost of a few years ago, but we lost a lot of the landscape right in the median there on Bollinger Canyon Road due to the frost. So a lot of renovation needs out there, and this person would be able to help us get all of that done. Funding for the position comes from the L&L and from the Doherty Valley CSA. We actually budgeted $120 for this position this year. Estimated cost right now is about $130 for 18-19, which is $27,000 more than what we're paying right now as a temporary. But we do have the money budgeted for this position should we recommend
the
council.
In the last sentence of the fiscal analysis, first paragraph, it says, contract savings will be realized. What kind of contract savings do you anticipate?
So he does design, which was kind of a benefit. It was, you know, above and beyond what we expected. And we were able to reduce our contract services by about $48,000 due to his abilities. And he's been instrumental in designing a lot of the landscape. He did the City Hall out here. I know you're aware of the Canyon Lakes Fountain possibly being renovated.
Right.
And he's designing that.
Okay.
He's done a lot of the L&L minor renovations out there, Bollinger Canyon Road. And what happens with him is, you know, we can dictate his priorities.
Right.
Where when we contact a consultant, they fit us in.
Yeah,
we can wait for months to get designs. I know that up here with Central Park, we waited for quite a while for the consultant to get us designs on that. And with him, we can prioritize his work and get it done quickly.
Good. Any questions, sir?
I can't think of a reason why we would.
Yeah, and I see this is on tomorrow night's agenda, too.
Yeah,
that's with a recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, let's do it. I hope he's, I'm sure if he's been in the business for years, I've learned both from my work at Livermore Lab, I was a facility manager out there for a while, and things have happened here, that there are some plants that just don't play well. And we're hopefully avoiding those. Redwood trees come to mind. They're beautiful trees in the right place, but they make lousy landscaping trees in small lots or next to concrete and irrigation, things like that. So hopefully he's paying attention to those kinds of things. You got a house full of redwood trees that are...
I do.
Yeah. Potentially problematic.
I think they'll be around when they're too big.
Okay. All right. Need anything else on 5-2?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Quarterly investment report.
Well, I'll be doing that report. Candace and Vivian are both on vacation this week. So just to give you a summary of our quarterly investments, where we stand as of June 30th, 2018, total cash investments we're at $87 million. Our Wells Fargo bank account, this is the account we use for a daily city operation. We had $8.5 million. Funds that are managed by FTN Financial Main Street Advisors, our investment managers. They invest about 75.6 million of our portfolio, and the portfolio consists of 47.2 million in federal agency securities, 9 million in corporate notes, 4.5 million in FDIC insured CDs, 4 million in supranationals, about 500,000 in municipal bonds. The weighted yield to maturity is about 1.67%. That's about 33 basis points higher than the previous quarter, but it's 18 basis points more than the LAIF rate. That hasn't happened in years. LAIF is starting to see better interest rates.
Yeah, I noticed that the curves, this one, you know, showed that we're just a tick below the benchmarks. That, like you said, that hasn't happened. Well, on this chart, it never happened in that 7 years.
Right. The weighted average days to maturity is about 541 days, which is 64% shorter than the last quarter. Union Bank is our money market account. We have $2.7 million there, and that's available for immediate cash flow requirements. LAIF, we have a... We kept that small token from years ago of $146,000, and that's also immediate for cash flow requirements. Mm-hmm. We have investments held with by our bond trustees for our debt service. There's a small amount of a little over $8,000 there. The portfolio is in compliance with our investment policy. Our overall objective is to generate favorable long-term results to the Merrill Lynch 1 to 3 year U.S. government index benchmark. And we continue to maintain safety of principal and appropriate liquidity. Our investment managers, they continue to maintain a strategy designed to keep the portfolio results in line with the established benchmarks, and they're doing a great job.
So each 1% of investment gain is roughly $800,000 a year, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're actually seeing more. We're seeing more income, but of course our portfolio is taking a hit because with rising interest rates.
One time it was around 5%, and you were making $4 million.
A bit better, but we'll see when we do the final results of our journal entry that we have to book the market adjustments.
Right.
That sometimes we have to take a hit.
Right.
So we'll see where we end in interest.
Okay.
You know, I always tend to reflect upon if you just. Done a little bit of money into Google and Amazon.
And we have Apple. Remember, you used to always mention Apple. We finally got a little bit of Apple in there.
Imagine all of a sudden having $400 million in here.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is call the former treasurer at Orange County.
Those are bonds.
Oh, yeah.
So the recommendation is to accept the report and it'll go to council tomorrow.
Yeah, I get to do it all over again. Well, I can see it's on the
consent.
Consent, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I read the front end. I particularly appreciate the back end of this report, which has the like the yield curves and things like that.
They do a very thorough job.
They really do.
It's a long report, but it's a very thorough.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting too. I'm still stunned by these numbers. The global rates where Switzerland has
negative
interest rates.
Yeah.
Out to 10 years, they have negative rates, which is kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, you pay the money to keep it.
You give them money, and then you write them a check to keep your money.
Really?
I can't imagine anybody's depositing anything of consequence in Switzerland there. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. Let's accept that report.
You get a good return on Venezuelan bonds.
Yeah, the inflation will kill you. A couple 100% inflation in Venezuela, something like that. And consideration of cancellation of the August 13th Finance Committee meeting.
That's kind of been the norm once here.
We're missing the council meeting that day later, so.
Are we? Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Gosh, we'll have to tell Phil we have. Come on, Phil. You can't keep up here.
I budgeted 2 hours for this. You can't go yet.
Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Thanks, everybody.